You're listening to the Shaping Patterns podcast, where we explore the important role of art and culture in education for sustainability. The European project Shaping Patterns is supported by the Erasmus Plus program.
Hi, everyone. Hi. We are Yellow Brick Team for Shaping Patterns, and we send you greetings and lots of love from the Athenian scenery. And we are going to present to you a series of interviews that explore the term of art in relation to sustainability. I hope you will enjoy.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Ioannidis. I'm an education curator and art psychotherapist at the National Museum of Contemporary Art here in Athens. How do we define the term sustainability in relation to art and education?
I want to say that museums can serve as active voices for sustainability. Given their traditional role as trusted institutions of learning and knowledge, storytellers and purveyors of history and society, they are a natural place to celebrate the connection between art and narrative and sustainability. Collections allow people to study and interpret connections between the past, the present, and the future. Exhibits can give visitors a chance to reflect on problems and how their actions might make them better or worse. The power of museum exhibitions to engage visitors both personally and emotionally is something that has been discussed for a very long time. And these discussions highlight the capacity of museums to offer a variety of personal, emotional, and affective experiences. And it's something that we consider to be especially relevant for the teaching and learning of sustainable development. Learning at EMS is facilitated through the participation and experiential pedagogical methods aiming at both the active approach to and the aesthetic appreciation of works of art, as well as the freedom of self-expression, the cultivation of critical and creative thinking, the promotion of meaningful communication and deeper understanding. All the programs and the participatory projects that we create are specifically adapted to the interests and needs of each target group. The EMS Without Borders program that is run by my colleague education curator Marina Tseku since 2009 includes collaboration and synergies with social groups and nonprofit organizations. And the aim of the program is to allow equal access to art for all, to eliminate social exclusion and tackle sustainability issues. Our other program that's been going on since 2017 is our art psychotherapy program. The aim of the therapy that happens in the museums is to allow participants to express and explore themselves, to ultimately understand their emotions in their artwork, and ultimately better manage and resolve conflicts, enhance their social skills, and promote change. Of course, we've held exhibitions as well, like the Dan Perchovsky's Long Wall Report that's been going on, that tackles a lot of social issues and a lot of contemporary narratives. Jennifer Nelson's was another project that was going on that deals with a lot of sustainability issues. I think there are a lot of education department and museums in Greece that are doing a lot to explore this in their practice. The way we think of sustainability, at least at EMS, is that it's a holistic approach that considers all the ecological, social, and economic dimensions, recognizing that all these have to be considered together to find lasting prosperity.
Thank you. I am Mariana Simakopoulou. I am a psychologist working for Babel Day Center, a mental health service for refugees and immigrants in Athens, Greece. Sustainability for me is maintenance, duration, balance, continuation. It's connected to things like economy, social, ecological sustainability. It can be connected to different sectors. In our case, in Babel, sustainability is always connected to financial sustainability, human resources, which are very important for our work, and for being able to continue to provide mental health services to people in need. Art and education are important parts of every human being. Concerning the refugees, I think there are two important issues that we have to keep in mind when we are trying to assist them in their integration in the new local community. However, I think that refugees are facing more important problems right now, like having legal papers to find a place to live or food or things like that, which are very important. So these are kind of second in their minds. This is more connected to people that already have somehow organized their lives in Greece and are having a more ordinary way of living, like the rest of the local people. Babel is a mental health service that has been financed by the Ministry of Health for the last 15 years. So in that sense, it is a sustainable project. However, we usually try to find extra funding from other sources in order to develop projects that are not part of the regular funding we are having every year. This is not an easy job to do. We usually try to apply for different European projects and funding from the EU. We are connecting with private funds all over these years in order to be able to maintain our work in the levels and the quality that we want.
Για μένα τέχνη είναι η ζωγραφική, η μουσική, η χαρά, το χρώμα μπλε και μου έρχεται στο μυαλό τα μπαλόνια και η διασκέδαση. For me, art is painting, music, the color blue. In my mind comes balloons and fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Shaping Patterns podcast. Explore the project on shapingpatterns.eu.